What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knots.
Welcome to the show.
Late night Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz of Knots. Late night Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz of Knots. Woo! That's right. I'm getting it done late tonight. It is 7 p.m. here in beautiful but cold Canada, Ontario to be exact. And you are listening to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. It is almost so epic right now. We are three listeners away from hitting 1,000 listeners of the Nick Diaz of Knots intro that you just heard off the top. Three away from adding another digit to the listeners. I don't know. I don't really ask anybody for anybody's listener numbers or anything, but I am curious to know if any of the other little guys out there have ever gotten to 1,000 on anything. My reason is, as I asked the question in my Instagram stories, Nick Diaz of Knots TV, at Nick Diaz of Knots on Instagram, what's going to happen? Will it go to 1,000 or will it turn to 1K? I will definitely report back either later today or probably tomorrow, and I still need some ideas about what to do about the shout-out situation. I think my number one plan right now is to basically assign you all a number on the fly. So tomorrow, whenever I hit 1,000, and when I do the shout-outs, it might be 100 or 1,020 by the time I do it. Who knows? But once I hit 1,000, I'm going to shout out 1,000 people on my station. And again, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to go, I'm going to have some music in the background or something, and then I'm going to go, 1, 2, 3, 4. And so, you know, I'm just going to say some names here. So KT might be 64, and Maria Humphreys might be 738, for all we know. You know what I mean? And that's the cool thing, is you can kind of, and then once that happens, you guys can hopefully call in and be like, I was number 812, or whatever your Nick Diaz of Knots intro listener number is, registered number is, however you want to call it. I think that's a pretty cool idea. I think that's a pretty original idea. I was originally just going to play you guys some music and give you about 5 seconds apiece. So I think giving you something, giving you a value, giving you some value, both figuratively and literally, might actually be a better idea. I know I'm giving it away a little bit here, but please, I hope you do join me. I believe it will be tomorrow's show where I will be shouting out 1,000 people using the revolutionary anchor.fm app that I use for all my podcasting. And if you don't know what that is already, shame on you. Because it is not only life-changing and game-changing for myself, it can be for you too, as it has been for many people that I wouldn't know without this app. It's revolutionary. It is podcasting
democratized, and it is at least a way quicker way to get your blog ideas, potential blog ideas, or any long-form thoughts out in a very quick time. Because unless you have the Anchor.fm app and are doing a multi-call with somebody, you are limited to 5 minutes per time you hit the record button. So I am coming up on 4:20 right now, so I'm running out of time on this segment. For anybody who has never recorded a segment on Anchor before, you can run out of time. So, welcome to the show. Just like a UFC fighter, I need a song. Just like a UFC fighter sometimes needs to get punched in the face before a fight, or sometimes even some crazy ones need to see their own blood in a fight before they kind of wake up and they're like, oh my god, I'm in a fight, it's time to go. I need to play some music on the podcast, so we are going to get it going with the song, and then I will be right back with more Nick Diaz of Knots action. Big shout out to We Live on a Planet for this next song, actually the first song of the day, which is dedicated to you and your channel, Patrick. We Live on a Planet. This is more of a coincidence than anything else, as this next song, this first song, is called Home. The cover art is of our beautiful planet, and of course, during your Walmart interviews, your infamous Walmart interviews, you asked somebody what they thought of when you said the name We Live on a Planet, and they said Home. So this song just made me think of you, so it goes out to you. Keep on doing big things on this big rock of a planet that we indeed both live on and call our home. Take care, brother. Pardon my French, but god damn, that song is hype. Woo! From the start to the end, I was grooving, as I always listen to all the tunes I play on the air, because I am a huge music lover of both playing it with my guitars and piano sometimes, and listening to it, and apparently sharing it as well, which is just another reason for you to download the Anchor app, for the uninitiated to download this app, so you can listen to all this amazing music that I, and not only I, but so many other stations are sharing on this platform on a daily basis. Hell, there are stations out there devoted to nothing but playing some of the best music, and you can download it directly from the app, which I do all the time, and then it saves in an Anchor playlist on your Apple Music or Spotify. I realized wholeheartedly last night that I need competition in my life. I'm a competitor, and I realize now that I've search for it in just about everything I've ever done. But as I personally feel a true competition is a fair competition, I've turned to video games to provide the context for my competitiveness instead of pursuing a more perhaps physically demanding pursuit. The Senna documentary that I mentioned yesterday helped me realize this. When I feel I connected with Senna about the concept of racing, just like I feel I connect with Nick Diaz about the very idea of combat and fighting. I hold myself to a very high standard when I compete in what I feel is a level playing ground, which is why my name is Nick Diaz of Knots, Awesome Knots. It is one of the most fair competitive video game platforms I've ever found in my life. It's on the level, in my opinion, with Halo 3 competitiveness. Not Halo 2, not Halo 4 or Reach or any of that nonsense, and definitely not any of the Call of Duties. And yes, I have played all, if not most, of those games. Call of Duty games, not so much, but all of the Halo games. And so I say that very confidently. But as my computer is shitting the bed these days, I've had to turn to my iPad or iPhone. I started on my iPhone, now I've got my iPad here. and a free racing game that I found called Asphalt 8. And I know I've talked about this game before, but as I am now playing this game exclusively, I am gaining deeper perspective, understanding, and philosophy, not only about racing, but about mobile multiplayer gaming and this game as well. The thing I love most about races is what gives them that special something. It's like just like what when a fight happens, there's this special something that happens. It's this do or die thing, this win or lose. Be first across the checkered line or not and lose. You know, MMA, jiu-jitsu and stuff, it's just like, you know, you get knocked out or you get choked out. And it's like, no, I am better than you because now you're unconscious and I am not unconscious. Racing is the exact same, at least to me. Other than a heated pack race where all the racers are together in the same group in this game, my favorite races are when it comes down to myself and another racer fighting for first position. Because I know the other racer is a bad mama jama, because he is keeping up with me and hauling ass. So it's like they are a worthy competitor instead of just some random person who just happened to download the game and get in first position. Like fighters after a fight, I have a feel of respect for other racers I come close with. Though as I am truly competitive, I hate myself if it happens to be second place. Click the link in the title to go to my Instagram. Check the latest post to see a race I did from last night. Stay tuned. So coming up right now on the Anchor app, I'm going to play one of the most intense songs from this game. I just went through a little bit of a playlist for it, and I'm telling you, listening to this music with headphones on at nearly full volume on your mobile device, playing this game might be one of the most intense video game experiences I've ever played, because it does require you to move your body, move your hands, because you're driving your iPad. You're not pushing buttons. You're literally using your iPad as the steering wheel. So, with that said, let's get to The Chemists. Thank you.
Man, oh man, was that fun. But boy, oh boy, do my fingers hurt. I am not playing enough guitar these days, and there is no one to blame but myself. I need to play more, and that only means that I have to share it with you people. My amazing listeners on Anchor, on the podcasting apps, on the web browsers, from Reddit, from all over the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's going to be it for me today. Just a little bit of an episode today. Hopefully going to have a guest tomorrow on the show. Maybe even two. That's right. I am doing a puppy sitting day tomorrow. So it's going to be hopefully a good day to podcast. And please send me some call-ins. Send me some love. I am trying to send as many call-ins as I can to people, but as I did only have two hours to record this podcast today, not too much time to spread around. So I appreciate you for taking the time to come see what I'm talking about here. So stay tuned for more music. I've got three songs to keep your Tuesday going. Some will be rock, and you know I'm going to play another amazing banger of an EDM song. Hype music coming up on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Don't be scared, homies.